The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, we're back with you, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to welcome Bill O'Reilly to our show. And he's got a brand new book out, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. And I talked to Wayne Fisk, Bill, about getting you on, and this date came up, and couldn't have been a better date. I'm just telling you, it's not like anything's going on in Trump land right now.
Yeah, Dave. You know, I got lucky with the book because Donald Trump spoke to me extensively about Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and how he is furious because he believes they tried to hurt him in his campaign and even after he was elected. So that's in the United States of Trump. I had no idea, nor did anyone else, about Ukraine. But that resentment, he feels that those three got away with corrupt behavior, is what drove him to call the president of Ukraine in July. So it's all there in a book, laying it out that there's a reason this all happened, and now we're in another controversy.
All right, so you've known Donald Trump for years. I mean, I remember watching you on Fox, and you used to talk about Donald Trump and why he did the things that he does. I mean, you understand this guy probably better than most people do.
That's why I wrote the book. So I brought that expertise along with some investigative reporting into his life and his family and how he accumulated wealth and then how he accumulated power. So I think it's the best book you'll ever read on Trump. And even if you don't like the president, he is a very interesting fellow. And Arkansans and others listen to you. They should want to know more about him because what he does and how he does it affects all of us. And, you know, it's a nonstop circus in Washington. That's not good for the country, but it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
All right. So I like this because this is what I like about Donald Trump. What many Americans still do not understand is that Donald Trump does not care if you dislike what he says or what he stands for. He wants action, reaction, and victory. He believes notoriety leads to winning. I like it about the president because he does win.
Well, you're quoting from the book, and I like that, Dave. I'm glad you took a look at it. Yeah, he's a different cat. I mean, most human beings seek the approval of others, and he does not. The only person that I could ever find that he really wanted approval from was his father, Fred mm-hmm. Trump. And he was able to use his fame on television, mostly through The Apprentice, to become a person that Americans were familiar with. And that's how he overrode his Republican competition. They couldn't stand up to that kind of fame. And then he used the resentment toward Washington as a hammer and said, I'm the Avenger. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do things differently. And he certainly has.
All right, J.R. Davis is with me here in the studio as well, Bill, just so you know. He takes part in my show from time to time, and he knows inside politics as well. He's been the governor's spokesperson for quite some time, just gave that up last week, so he joins us. So you don't mind if he joins in the conversation?
Not at all, J.R. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, I got a question for you because I think what's interesting about, you know, the president is the interaction with the media. Why is it that the media, I mean, we've had some reports, there's been some reporters that say there's such a focus on the White House more than any other time where there's stories happening all across the country, but they're so fixated on this president, and you can see the bias coming out of some of those reporters. What gets under their skin so badly?
Well, it's more than bias. It's hatred.
Yeah.
They hate him, despise everything he stands for. And I spell it out pretty clearly in the United States of Trump. He, Donald Trump, used the national media. And you'll remember when he announced that he was going to run for president, I did the first interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on nonstop on cable TV and network news, nonstop. And the chieftains, including Fox News boss time, Roger Ailes, never thought he was going to win. Some of them thought he was a clown. Others thought he was just a thug. Nobody ever thought. But he was good for ratings and good for newspaper circulation. So he ran wild, and he got his message out. Too late did they realize that that message was resonating and he was going to get the nomination. And so they turned on him because he outfoxed them, pardon the pun. And that, to this day, is the driving animus. However, Donald Trump is governed to the right because that's where his support lies. So appointing Supreme Court justices on immigration, on foreign policy, he is governing as a conservative, even though he himself is not a conservative. And that really angers the left-wing media.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because they've always kind of liked Donald Trump because he was always, as you said, he was good. He was good for print. He was good for tape. He was always good to put on because people wanted to see Donald Trump. Now, not so much because he's really getting things done now, Bill.
Well, it's not a matter of getting things done. It's just a matter of the press believes that it should run the country. See, most people think that Nancy Pelosi and Democrats are driving the impeachment thing. That's not who's driving it. They're just hitching a ride on the impeachment train. The media is driving impeachment, and Pelosi knows that she's got cover now to do it. Now, I think it's going to backfire because at this point, what's the crime? They say that, well, Donald Trump is using his power to subvert the election 2020, but you really can't make that argument when you know there's an active Justice Department investigation into possible corruption in the election of 2016, which involves the Ukraine. So as the chief law enforcement officer of the land, President Trump has the perfect right to ask the Ukrainian president to cooperate. In fact, he'd be derelict in his duty if he didn't. So while Trump may want to hurt Biden, I mean, let's be honest, of course he would, the prevailing situation is there's an active investigation involving Ukraine, and the president asks the Ukrainian president to cooperate. That's impeachable? No, it's not. So I think the folks are going to see that in a more clear way, and that could benefit Donald Trump and hurt the Democrats. But the media knows at this point there's no Democratic presidential candidate that has captured the imagination of the voters. There's no Bill Clinton. There's no Barack Obama. So this is the way they think they could damage Trump so he won't win re-election.
Well, here's the problem, though, Bill. It's very simple, is that what the Democrats are running on, I don't believe a majority of Americans want to ever see be made into law, and they're not going to be able to walk all this crap back that they're all talking about on the stages right now.
Well, Dave, we live in a changing country where you have a state of California is a one-party system out there.
Yeah.
About as far left as you can get. It's the largest state in the union. New York, where I am, almost as bad. So, yes, traditional Americans, those who live in Arkansas and the Midwest, upper Midwest, South, they don't want socialism. And they don't want all this political correct madness. But there's also a growing crew that is okay with it. So that's why you have this social civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump represents the traditional side. So he must be defeated. It's going to be a vicious campaign next year.
Yeah, don't be using that word civil war, man. They're going to come after you. I'm just telling you, look what they did to Jeffers.
I don't care whether they come after me or they do to me. I mean, you know, we sold 100,000 copies of the United States of Trump in 6 days. So
wow.
You want to come? I'm ready for you.
I know you are. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about Trump's four pillars. Can we do that?
Yep, sure.
All right. Bill O'Reilly is our guest. New book's called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. We'll get deeper into that when we come back with Bill O'Reilly. All right, so Bill O'Reilly is our guest here on the Dave Elswick Show. His new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. In the book, you say that Trump has four pillars of his presidency, and they are: one, improving the economy; two, stopping illegal immigration; three, defeating Islamic terrorism; four, preventing foreign nations from exploiting America financially. He really hates the Chinese for that. There's no doubt about it. I think if you're an American, you got to look at the Chinese government as exploiting America. So tell us, Bill, can you kind of walk us through each one of those, why they're so important to Donald Trump?
Well, the economy is obvious. He needs a vibrant work situation and growing wages to get reelected. So his whole life, he's been a capitalist and a deal maker, and that's what he ran on. And so far, he's been fairly successful. I think any fair-minded person would say so. Immigration, it personally offends him that people are coming into this country undocumented. He believes that's wrong, that's chaotic, and it leads to anarchy. I would say 100% of his supporters are with him on that. Mm-hmm. Islamic terrorism, they've done a good job. They knocked out ISIS when Barack Obama was befuddled by that group. We didn't get much coverage of that, and I thought Trump should have trumpeted that a little bit harder. And finally, the China situation, very intense, could go the other way. Because China, they say we got 13 months before a new election. Maybe we wait it out because we don't want Trump in there and we don't make a deal. Trump says we're hurting China, but we need a deal with them. There's no doubt about it.
Now, on the Muslim issue, you go into this in some depth here in that you believe that the president really doesn't like what the Muslims are doing because they haven't stood up in mass against jihad.
Donald Trump's an emotional guy, and all of us who lived in New York City at the time of 9/11 were appalled at the mass murder that we witnessed up close. And we were waiting for the Muslim world to rise up and condemn al-Qaeda and join us in defeating them. That did not happen. So that offended Donald Trump in a very personal way. It offended me. And if you don't understand that, I don't know what to say, because I know in my town a lot of people who lost loved ones in 9/11, and to this day, their lives are diminished.
Mm-hmm.
And we expected good Muslims all over the world to join us in fighting this Muslim fanaticism, and they have not, by and large.
Bill, I want to go back to this book. You talk about the, sort of who the man actually is sitting behind the Resolute desk. And you have a quote here from Trump in your book that says, because you see a lot of, probably some supporters, a lot of his opposition that say, he's not a smart guy. He a lot of this is a fluke. But this quote in here that's fascinating, it says, from Trump, "If I attack it on a purely intellectual basis, nobody would listen and the response would not have been nearly as effective." I mean, that to me just, it's very, sort of an interesting inside look at the man. Is all this strategy?
It's showmanship. So Donald Trump is a showman, and he loves the attention. He loves the adrenaline rush of being on television. And if he's going to say something, he's not going to say it like Mike Pence would say it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a Pence speech, it's going to be hard for you to remember really what he said. If you go to a Trump speech, you're going to remember because he's saying it in such a flamboyant way. Now, that gets him in trouble as well because he doesn't censor himself and he doesn't speak precisely. Today, he's running around saying China should investigate Joe Biden.
He's right? Driving the Democrats crazy.
Yeah, driving them crazy. And they're saying, "Oh, we see, we told you this is all about the election." But Trump knows that he, and this is very interesting, he is watching the destruction of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And his own party did it. the Democrats destroyed Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, by bringing up all this Ukraine stuff. Because Biden went over there and threatened that country, and he said it. Biden said it. He did not only admit it, he's proud of it. And everybody saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Biden's done by his own party.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, you said that it, you know, sometimes gets him into trouble, and then you talk about the fact that you know, the press, they did this turn. I mean, they created this quote-unquote monster, right? And now they're trying to undo him. But I think part of the frustration, too, with the press is that, you know, all the things that he says, it seemingly never sticks. You know, and how many times, Bill, have we heard, well, this is it. You know, the, you know, whether the comment about standing in the middle of, you know, Fifth Avenue and shooting someone is, oh, that's it. That's the end of the campaign. The Access Hollywood tapes, that's the end of the campaign. And throughout the last 3 years, oh, he said something else, that's the end of his presidency. That's got to be the part of that frustration that drives the media as well.
Sure, they thought they had him a million times, but they didn't understand that they're overbearing, and I'm talking about the media now, their overbearing attacks on Donald Trump inoculated him. It was like a vaccine from anything legitimate. So the Trump supporters, they don't believe a word of this impeachment.
Yeah.
They're not even paying attention to it. Oh, this is just another Russian collusion thing. All right, I'm not going to pay attention to it. It's bull. So maybe Donald Trump did do something wrong. We can't read his mind. He's got cover. There's no doubt he's got cover. I just tweeted a thing that says, look, there's an active Justice Department investigation, President, certainly legitimate to ask for help from foreign leaders in it. I just tweeted that. But maybe Donald Trump just wanted to get Biden in trouble. Possible.
Yeah.
Possible. But nobody's going to believe that because the press that hates him has been so out of control. And people have just turned it off.
That's fascinating.
Bill O'Reilly, our guest. We're out of time with Bill. The United States of Trump, how the president really sees America. If you've kind of got interested by listening to some of the things that Bill has said in his book, let me say, he says a whole lot more than just what we've been talking about. It's a very impressive book, Bill. You've got access to this president that a lot of other people do not have, and I do appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
Sure, it's my pleasure, guys. It's an honest book. Thanks for reading it, and we'll talk again.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. Bill O'Reilly here on the Dave Ellswick Show. What did you think? What do you think of the book?
Oh, I think it's just a sort of fascinating look at a very complicated person. I think that, you know, in that quote that I pulled out there for a question for Bill, that's what I think a lot of people, you kind of see this as a fluke, that he kind of fell into place, that he just kind of rambles, and there's just a, you know, faction of the population that just can't stand where we are as a country. And to me, when you hear that, though, from Trump, that there's more of a calculated assessment and strategy behind what he says and how he says it, what he tweets. And it was interesting that he brought up at the end there, that, you know, was all this just a sort of gamesmanship to get Biden in trouble and hurt his numbers? Because I've said this before on your show, I think anyone but Biden, I think he has a tremendous you know, leverage over in a general election, and I think he's accomplished that.
Well, I sure don't want to miss any of the debates that he has. And by my saying what I'm saying is because the impeachment, even if it happens, is not going to hold. Because look, I don't see the Republican Party falling apart around the president. I see them holding in very, very strongly with this president. I see the Senate just moving on. One last point from the book. Quote, the important thing to absorb, if you really want to understand Donald Trump and how he achieved power, is that he is a disruptor. A man with a plan, and that plan is almost always to embrace mayhem as a vehicle to getting what he wants. So Mr. Mayhem from, you know, the insurance commercials has nothing on Donald Trump.
It's incredible. It really is. It's going to be a very interesting read. Lots of sort of interesting nuggets there about the president.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. And like I said, if there was somebody who needed to write this book, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly has known Trump for decades. I mean, he really has. And Trump gave him all kinds of access to sit down and talk to him. So that's the real book. You've heard all these other books around, and I saw this happen, I saw that happen in the White House. Bill O'Reilly talks to the man. I didn't ask him. I should have asked him if the president has read the book and what he gave it as a grade. I'll send him a text and find out. That'd be interesting. I got to believe that he would have liked this book, to be honest.
No, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, now before I let you go, you're doing a new gig now.
I am. This is my fourth day on the job in the new gig.
Okay.
I am a partner there with Gilmore Strategy Group, John Gilmore, Red Hatcher. The cool thing about it is it's a full-service firm. We do governmental affairs, consulting, communications work, opinion research. It's really a one-stop shop, and the cool part of it is that I've worked with these guys in the past. You know, John was the deputy chief of staff with Governor Hutchinson. Rhett was the former budget guy and director of legislative affairs. So we have this sort of knowledge and these relationships and expertise that I think has really helped with our clients. And so it's been a lot of fun, and I still get to do work for Governor Hutchinson, which I have always enjoyed and love working for him. It's a good team, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and we'll have to get them on sometime.
Yeah, yeah. I absolutely would love to have them on, because people need to know, how all of that works out, because, the word lobbyist has a bad connotation, but some lobbyists, it's a good concoction, because... No.
Yeah.
A person who's sitting in an elected office may not know everything there's to know about certain topics, and lobbyists can come in and give them a kind of a bird's eye view of some different things.
Yeah, and these guys are top-notch, first-class integrity. That's what you want in a firm, and so it's exciting to kind of start anew there. So,
all right. Yep. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Glad you could join in and talk to Bill O'Reilly. That was a lot of fun. And we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, always the highlight, man. Enjoy it.
All right. We'll
Thanks,
talk
Dave.
To you later. Right. News is coming up next here on the Dave Elswick Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.